You're listening to the Pinball Podcast with Don and Jeff.
Hey, welcome to the Pinball Podcast, episode 46. This is Don. With me, as always, is Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, guys. Oh, whoa.
Spoiled. Guys. With me also is my wife, Fotini. Hello, Fotini.
Good afternoon. And I take offense of that for all the women pinballers out there.
For him calling you guys.
Guys is a kind of a gender neutral.
I'm just kidding.
For cool people.
That's true.
You could argue that it's not afternoon because it's almost 9
That's
p.m.
That's true, too.
And I take offense to that. So
you're both wrong.
So I also have to put a caveat out there that Dawn was gone all day long, and so I had to take care of the little monsters. And so this could be very interesting. It could just be a lot of fragmented sentences. And
From me, too, because I was out in carsick most of the day.
So are we going to just hear a big thump when her head kind of hits the
desk? Seriously,
yeah.
I'll be asleep in 20 minutes.
We'll both keel over.
My kids
Another
were
stellar
like...
recording session. What's that?
My kids were, like, uncharacteristically good today. I don't know, what happened. I think they thought Santa might be coming back or something, but no, they were good today, so.
Don't jinx it.
That would be awesome, man. We could just, like, you know, use that for the next month. Like, maybe Santa will be here tomorrow.
Oh, Elf on the shelf all year.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, Nifty LEDs, Jeff and Foe. NiftyLED.com, your source for great pinball LEDs. You get free shipping over $100, $5 flat rate shipping under $100, free french fry trays, great selection, great customer service, great easy to navigate website, great greatness, that's great. NiftyLED.com, NIFTYLED.com.
I still think you need to turn that into a jingle.
We'll get there eventually.
I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, I think it'd be good.
I need to meet a musician and then convince them to write a jingle.
Okay.
How's that rocksmith you got from last Christmas working out? Have you learned how to play guitar competently?
I've learned to play some songs, but I have not learned to shred as I envisioned myself.
Could you do like a cover of Shove It by the Deftones, but set to Nifty LED lyrics? Because I know that's
a little
game.
If you give them a bit of time, maybe.
All right.
I could do like a real kind of soulful acoustic version of it.
A slow acoustic version of the new metalcore song. We don't really have any other huge sponsors right now, but we keep forgetting to mention that we do have the Pinball Podcast shirts available. So I'm going to throw a plug in there. The Pinball Podcast shirts come in Maverick Brown with the really great design by David Paul of lifeunderglass.net. So they're $16 shipped in the U.S. and more than that, not in the U.S. So email pinballpodcast@gmail.com if you want one. I'll put a picture in the show notes, and there's been pictures on the other show notes as well. So there you go. Get them out of my house.
Please.
Yes. Jeff, what have you been doing in pinball? Anything?
Well, last night, I had a buddy over, and I brought some new high scores down on my own machine, so that was always good. Mm. Which might have included finally completely erasing your name out of the creature from the Black Lagoon. Yeah, I'd have to check. It might be hanging on there. It was a respectable score, but it wasn't going to stay forever.
That's all right.
And then for those that look at the Facebook page, they saw I posted the video of the shutdown thing on Bride of Pinball. That was last night. But I took a few people's names out of ACDC as well. So it was fun. We just played for a couple of hours and did the typical local pinball gossip thing. But it was just nice to finally like put some good time on the machines after not being able to do anything all month. That's about it. I played the Avengers on location. I think I posted pictures of that on the Instagram account. But I kid you not, I plunged the ball, and off the plunge, the ball got stuck. So that was cool. Then the first time it came down to the flipper, first shot from the flipper, got it up and stuck behind Hulk's arm. So I was like, okay, this is too funny. And it got stuck 4 times on the first ball. So I'm
like, man. Yep, that sounds like the Avengers.
It just hates me. But I rolled up a couple of replays on that. So I played it for a little while, but yeah, I don't need to talk about the Avengers. I think we lose a few listeners every time I talk about that.
So. Including me.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was all for location pinball.
No.
That's great.
It's nice that you get to play on location at all.
Yeah, seriously.
Somebody asked us today if there are any good arcades in town. They're in town for the holidays. Like, not for pinball, for sure, but even for video games, it was tough to think of any.
Why you always got to put down Hinkle like that?
they specifically said besides Hinkle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We have a few. We have like maybe 3 decent sized arcades, including a Dave and Buster's, but they are almost all Redemption games.
I miss the old Block Party that used to be in Albuquerque.
Yeah, Block Party was cool. That's actually replaced by a place called It's, which is very similar,
but more family theme.
Does it have the motion rides?
I think it does. I haven't been there in years.
Yeah, and we've only been there once, even years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Block Party was owned by Blockbuster, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah, that sounds right.
Well, I can't imagine why it went under then.
Yeah, you don't hear about that. But what about you, Fo? What have you been doing in pinball? Oh, nothing. Like normal. Like,
yeah. Really, not a lot. Just, I guess, trying to be patient with the work you've been doing. We've been really busy the last few weeks doing stuff for the measles. Yep.
Typical measle mods, holidays and lots of orders with measle mods. MEZELMODS.com.
Yeah, so I've just been watching the kids a little bit more and trying to stay on top of that, I guess. Being thankful for that. It's always nice to have a little bit extra income coming in, so that's great. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, we really haven't played much. Really, we've had a couple people come in and play a couple times, but even just for the one guy from Denver came in.
That was, before the last show.
Okay, so yeah,
that's old news.
I'm sorry. I know it's.
I saw my dad playing X-Men the other day while we were cooking Christmas dinner.
I think he did like 2 balls, and I heard him say, "Oh shoot, I lost it," or something. Like it was literally like probably 3 seconds after he plunged the ball. So, and I think he quit after that.
Yeah. So, he'd never tried it before.
Yeah. It was pretty out of the blue.
I did forget to mention that, I went to Dave and Buster's, a couple weeks ago, a month ago or whatever. Did I mention that I played Kooky Carnival, Simpsons Kooky Carnival there?
Yeah, I think so. That was the only working Stern in the place or something.
Never mind then.
Yeah, well, I don't think you mentioned it on the show.
But it ran out of tickets while I was playing it, so then it went down.
Oh.
It wouldn't keep playing because it ran out. The ticket counter ran out.
And that sucks. That's a hard game to win tickets on.
I was able to hit the center shot really easy, but neither one of the ramps would happen. The ball would go like halfway up and then come right back down. Or the ball. The coin, rather. But it was actually pretty fun. It was nice. I don't know. I thought it was cool. There's like a shaker motor in there that causes an earthquake.
Yeah. It's cool. Definitely way more skill-based than most ticket games.
Yeah.
I would say.
It was fun seeing a Stern out there. A brand new one, too.
What was it?
Simpsons Kooky Carnival. It's like you put a coin in a little slot, and then it rolls down the playfield. The playfield goes down into the cabinet instead of up.
Okay.
And then there's different holes. You get it in the different holes to start spelling words or collecting tickets. There's bonus multipliers. There's Bart Simpson goes back and forth on a skateboard. There's 2 ramps that move up and down.
Huh. It kind of sounds like that game in Las Vegas that you found at the Pinball Hall of Fame with the... Like, it had, like, I think you put in a nickel or something. What was that? And then it, like, would get stuck in, like, the different slots. You loved it. It's a vertical game.
Yeah, Don, you talked about it on the show.
Oh, yeah, that one goes side to side, though.
Yeah,
it's like a horizontal rolling surface, which this one is, too. But, yeah, it's more of an upright. Yeah. Yeah, it's similar, I guess. But this one is more like, there's a really popular bowling one in the late 90s. you would roll the coin down and hit bowling pins, plastic bowling pins. And it had like a 50s drive-in kind of theme.
Yeah. The more skinny the pin was, the more it was worth.
Correct. Yeah. That was fun when I was a kid, but... And I've seen it somewhat recently. I want to say it was at that place between here and Denver. Is it Manitowoc Springs?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. David Robinson would remember.
I just, that doesn't sound familiar to me at all, so I don't think it's anything that we've done together. So
there's a Nickelcade around here called Nickel Mania. I bring it up once in a while because they actually have a full row of pinball machines.
Oh, wow.
But they have a bunch of the ticket games, and they're a nickel. And normally you'd picture a bunch of kids, but really it's the adults. They just park on them with a giant cup of nickels, almost like a slot machine addict in a casino. And they just sit there like at the jungle jive, dropping nickel after nickel or all those games. And it's so funny that you'll see kids just standing waiting for their turn in line in this usually large, heavy set gentleman or gentlewoman just sits there dropping $5 at a time in it with a huge pile of tickets at their feet. And I don't even know what they're going to do with them, but yeah, they nice. Put those in.
A whole roll of tickets gets you like a candy bar. I don't know what they shoot for.
But you earned it.
Yeah. $13 candy bar.
It sounds like a typical pinball convention, to be honest. That whole scenario. Don and I have been talking about like what we want to go this year for pinball, and it just is bringing back memories of, do I really want to deal with the crowds and all of that? But anyway.
Yeah, I was having that talk last night when my friend came over. We were talking about which ones to go to, and it seems like the leading candidates for this year are Rocky Mountain, that was the easiest one to get to. California Extreme, maybe Texas Pinball. And I still have never done Expo, and it seemed like I had a big comeback this last year. I don't know. But
sounded like it.
I gotta go to California Extreme and exercise some tournament demons, so I might I might make that priority one.
We've been talking about going to Texas quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanna go to Rocky Mountain just because I love it. That has the most sentimental meaning for me personally, but, and it's I really get to play pinball there. I feel like, I mean, I know it's getting busier and that's good, but I still feel like I get some good play time in there. Dallas was awesome. I mean, I loved it when I was there, but I'm not really one to push my way through the crowds. No,
they have a bigger place now, a bigger location now.
Rocky Mountain will have a new one too.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, new venue, new time. It's in June now.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, we had no idea about that. Oh, that might that'll be interesting.
News.
Yeah, seriously, for the Waltons. We're behind, man.
With Texas, it happens the week after the kid's birthday. So once they hit 2 years old, they're not free to fly.
Yeah, that sucks.
So we'd have to either drive or pay for four tickets.
And it's like a 12-hour drive from Albuquerque, which we would probably shoot ourselves before we even got halfway there with our children. I mean, not that they're bad, but we seriously don't drive more than like 20-30 minutes at a time with them. So even when we go down to see my sister,
they did 5 hours without too much. They did 5 hours in 7 hours.
Yeah, exactly. We had to stop like every hour and a half for like a half an hour. So 12 hours would be hard, really hard.
Yeah. That's hard with the kids. We don't take them very far either on car trips. It's hard.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah.
And you mentioned something about Expo. Everybody was saying this year was great, and I've been thinking more and more about the year we had. And I think next year might be possibly better. Like 2014 kind of wasn't that good a year for pinball. Like nothing shipped.
The shipping was rough, but as far as just happenings,
Buzz. 20. This was a great year for Buzz, but nothing really happened. Next year would be, hopefully we'd see Full Throttle. Hopefully we'll see Predator. Hopefully we'd see The Hobbit. Some of that stuff ship. Hobbit is pretty much a no-brainer. But a lot of, even Medieval Madness, all that stuff was supposed to happen this year, and none of it happened.
Yeah.
The only thing that made it out there was Spooky Pinball.
I was going to say, Spooky
those guys killed it.
Yeah.
I mean, they made a great game. Everybody wanted it, and they're shipping, they're communicating. They made it happen. So they're the big winners this year, which they were kind of one of the quieter companies.
Yep.
But they're right there. They're one of the few producers. So
Yep.
You know, yeah. All great news there.
But I think, yeah, I agree with Jeff. It's in that, it, I mean, it's still, pinball is still kind of riding that high, very much so. And I think Expo, at least it sounded like Expo kind of personified that. It seemed like the people that were there were really excited to be there, and it was just kind of, it seemed like a, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe next year we'd have a row of hobbits and yeah. a row of predators and who knows.
And then yeah. you could have a row of pinsetters saying, well, they got these here. When is mine going to ship?
Yeah, right. Well, no, I mean, that's from collectors bringing them. Maybe we'd even yeah. see a couple of pinball circuses there.
No, cool. That would be awesome.
Nate on Coast to Coast, he had a great comment in that maybe they only sell 15 pinball circuses, but they're collectors who bring them to shows. So that's more out there, more people playing them. Mm-hmm. They're not just in private collections year round. So yeah, that's a good point. We just have the right people buying them.
Yeah.
Even if they don't sell a ton, a lot more people will get to play them.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, that's, if you go to California Extreme, that's your chance to play like Kingpin, for example. It's there every year. And it's the only time I ever see it, but it's enough. I get to play it every year, and I play through it to the end, and it's just really cool. So,
yeah, I still want to try that one.
Poor Don's the only one who hasn't tried it all the through. Yeah. He was so jealous of me. He still brings that up.
So, another thing I was thinking about is, like, Papa Duke has 19 games in production. Yeah. None of them have really broken through yet. But remember back in March, I got an envelope about the Alice in Wonderland pin?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in that envelope, there was a seal that said, do not open before December 2014. And I just remembered it yesterday. So I pulled it out. Can I have that envelope? So I pulled it out. I'll open the seal on the air. I don't know. I'm sure somebody's already done it and posted it on Pinside. But I didn't search it and I didn't look.
I'm excited.
Because I just wanted to see. Let me see here.
If it's the cure to Ebola, you'll feel really bad eating it.
Oh, yes. All right, so it says Queen's card. It's a red card, so you can't, like, see through it. It has a gold stamp on it. It says, the Knave of Hearts has bestowed this premium card unto you. The secret code hidden below, with favor, is more valuable than you really know. Premium void if peeled before December 2014. Visit alicepinball.org for full details. So let's see here.
It's like kind of like a little sticker.
Yeah, it looks like a peeling off. Seal.
Yeah. Dun dun dun. We need like a drum roll or something. Suspense.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to get off, so this could be like a 30-second drum roll.
Oh, Jeff will edit one in here.
Yeah, I always edit in the stuff I say I will. And out, too.
Yeah, this is pretty tough to get off. I should have heated it up or something before the show.
Sorry.
Maybe what happens if you get it open after December? Is that bad?
So far, it's got text on it, but I don't know what it says.
He seriously has like 3 millimeters, like, pulled off. Oh, goodness.
Great to do. All right, well, we can move on if you want it, and then I'll just keep chipping away at this.
I know, this is...
Build it up and then nothing happens. Oh.
Jeez. I hope I'm not like pulling the ink off of it.
I know. I don't think you are.
I wonder
what it is.
I'm like halfway through and I'm not seeing a whole lot here.
So is this really happening in the Alice in Wonderland? I mean, like, how realistic is this?
I don't know.
Secret code hidden below. Yeah, you definitely are supposed to remove it.
That would be such an awesome game if it actually came to...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be so cool.
Well, he made a prototype years ago, I think when he was still at Williams, and
I just got to Whitewood stage. To still use that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he negotiated something, but...
It looked like a pretty crowded playfield anyway. Like, there wasn't a lot of shots because there's so much stuff.
There's, like, not any Alice in Wonderland pens out there, is there?
Yeah, there's an EM. Oh. I think it's a wood rail.
Okay. I was going to say, it's been... I mean, that's a story that's been around for decades and decades. Oh.
I'm going to say there's nothing under here. I'm at least halfway through, and I'm not seeing anything.
I'm wondering if it was like somebody got something and it was just like maybe like one out of all of them that were sent out.
Well, maybe, yeah, maybe only one of the cards has
maybe text. It's like a lottery or something.
Oh, no, okay, I just saw some text in the middle. Looks like the number 7.
It's just, oh, okay.
Maybe.
I thought it was going to be like the, you know, the internet troll face.
It's Rick Astley. Oh, it's a, no, it's multiple text here. 77, it looks like.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Does it look like that's all that's on there?
I would say so, but I mean, it could be more. Here, let me keep, I'll keep on going.
You can keep chipping away. Do you hopefully have any nails?
Not really, but I will try.
All right. It definitely says 77.
We got to get Googon to sponsor the podcast.
Yeah.
It's, well, kind of, it's on a piece of paper. Yeah.
It would, like, oh, yeah. Okay, well, that'd...
I wanted to use a razor, but it wasn't really happening.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's a secret code.
So what do you do with it?
I don't
remember
know.
To drink your Ovaltine.
Well, that's a bunch of bummers.
We'll have to email J-Pop and say, hey, we looked at our symbol here.
It's just going to say, it's going to be like, yeah, your Ovaltine moment. It's going to say, remember to play location pinball or something.
Yeah. Well, didn't we have, like, there's going to be a special theme. Let's see here. Jabberwocky. Oh, 10/6 Mad Hatter model. That's what I was thinking. That's advertised. The Velvet Edition is $9,865.33.
Which isn't bad, really. I mean...
That's 10 grand, man.
It's 10 grand, but things are going that way.
They're coming back down, though.
There's no way that we can afford something even like that. But.
I've seen some Tron LEs going for like 8 grand lately. Mm-hmm.
I think this is it.
All right, whatever. That was a bust. That was Geraldo looking in Capone's car. Capone's vault. All right, moving on. Show feedback. We got a message from Jonas Ingerlund, who said, don't forget to mention my pro tip. So I went back and I searched through our email, and I did not see any pro tips from him. But he linked to the NVRAM. Was it on that,
Yeah, yeah. It was when I posted the picture of the
batteries
in Toys R Us that were already leaking.
Inside the package.
Yeah, so he said to use that and just be done with batteries, which is, I think, actually a good tip.
It is, yeah. If it's a game you're going to be keeping, yeah. The NVRAM is... I put one on Roadshow, and it just is a little chip and adds flash memory instead of having to deal with batteries ever again.
So isn't it... I've not done it on any. Is it a pretty easy mod to do?
On most games, it's supposed to be pretty easy. It just plugs in, but on... those mid-WPC games, those mid-90s WPC games, they actually soldered that chip on. So you have to unsolder the chip, solder in two rows of connectors, and then you plug the chip into the connectors.
Yeah, because I had some bum batteries in my Bride of Pinbot, and it was like days after I set like a 3 billion point game on it, and I hadn't had it super long, so I was like extremely excited, and I had changed the batteries, and it hadn't even been 6 months they died, and so at least I had friends there to witness it, because that would have been the ultimate fish tale. But
yeah.
No, it was a bummer, and so I like to do that some of my games, make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, it's no fun. We had something I wanted to bring up is we replaced the battery connector on Creature from the Black Lagoon, the battery pack. And it doesn't show any polarizing on the board. I thought there was like a positive or a negative stamp to the board, but there's not. Or not on that board anyway. So we put the batteries in. It turns out we had them upside down, so we switched them around and it worked. That seems weird, doesn't it?
It's like a USB cable. If you don't know, it's always upside down.
Right.
Yeah, that drives me nuts. Seriously.
Anyway, I'll link to it on Pinball Life. You can also get it on Lock Is Lit, right? Lockwinlit? Lockwinlit.com, I think.
Okay.
It's worth looking at. They're like $40, but then you never have to think about it. So if it's a keeper game, go for it.
Yeah.
We got two emails from Don F. He said, thanks for the mention on the last episode. Just to clarify, when I was talking about early solid state sound effects, I was thinking about really early ones, like Bally 17s and Gottlieb System 1s. By the time of Firepower, continuous background sounds were there, and games were much improved in the sound area. I'm talking about games that have no continuous background sound, so we need to research that a little bit more.
Okay.
Just the blips and bloops. That's good. You can leave it. Like, on my Circus is an EM, but it's got a electronic soundboard.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be super annoying. Yeah. I have to get that going and record it.
I was just thinking that would be nice to... Or the guy that we bought that from still asks me all the time if Don is getting it
has taken the glass off it yet.
No. It's just kind of sitting there.
He has to send us another email. I was looking over your list of featured games and didn't see a single Gottlieb System 3 game on there. This is pretty much in the late 80s until the end with Barbed Wire. Anyway, I have completely selfish reasons. I know a guy who's looking at selling his Lights, Camera, Action with Topper, which makes this game really tall, for a decent price. I put the crap out of it on the Pinball Arcade and think it's pretty decent Gottlieb from this era. So, since it was one of the first supposedly very reliable System 3s, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this game. Rob Craig used to rave about it on the Silverball podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't played it enough to talk about it much, but that would be a great idea for our next featured machine.
Yeah, and I honestly, I've always played it without the topper until this last year at California Extreme, and I finally got to play it with it, and it's a lot cooler with that topper. Yeah,
is the topper cool game, a clapboard? I don't even remember.
What's that?
What was the topper on it? I don't even remember.
It's the colored lights that are up there.
Oh, it's like white, red, blue or something?
Yeah. Like, they turn on, and they're cool because they don't feel like spotlights. They're stage lights. Oh. And they just, like, fill the area. It's cool.
That would be neat.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up a picture of it because I don't really remember.
How does that of Gottlieb's... Like, how is it with reliability, though?
Yeah, oh, they're known for being much more reliable. Yeah, we played it at Expo.
No. I played that at,
They had it at Pinball Hall of Fame for a while,
too. Yeah.
I played it at Expo, but I only played it once. Or not at Expo, at,
Oh, no, I played this. Where did I play this? It was at the...
Papa.
It was in Washington, D.C. I played this.
Oh, the Pinball Museum?
Yeah, or the one that used to be in Baltimore.
Pinball Museum.
Yeah.
The old silver
ball? National Pinball Museum.
I'm pretty sure I played this. It looks very National familiar. It was fun. I really enjoyed it, actually. I mean, I only played one game on it, but I was actually impressed. It was kind of like one of those things where I just was going down a row, and I didn't really see anything that was really caught my eye in that room, and I just stuck a quarter in, and I actually had fun on it, so... I don't know.
Well, we'll have to feature this in the future, the near future, and we'll have Fo sit in
future
and give
future.
Her memories.
Yeah, my vague memory.
Her vague memories of Lights, Camera, Action. It is on Pinball Arcade. It came out maybe 6 months ago. I want to say near the beginning of the year, actually. I need to figure out, they put season four up on PlayStation. You could subscribe to it, but they still haven't put those last couple games piecemeal from season 3, so I need to go dig for them and see if they're actually in there.
Hopefully 2015 is the year of sensible release schedules. It's always so hard to keep track of what games available where and
when,
all that.
Yeah,
when, so, how
they need to all come together.
If you're on Android or iOS, you're cool.
Yeah. You Ouya guys are gold. Yes. All right. We got another one. This is from, let me write it, Eric Liz Ott. He phonetically spelled his name this time, so I wouldn't mispronounce it. But he's been writing for a long time. Long time listener. He said he took a recent trip to New Hampshire to visit his family, and he got to stop by Pinball Wizard in Pelham, New Hampshire. So he said, we got to check it out. It's pinballwizardarcade.com. He said, the place is huge and lousy with pins, and there are no lousy pins. Get it?
Wordplay.
Yes. Got to play some classics like Medieval, Theater, Toe Tan, Twilight Zone, Champion Pub, which he'd never seen in person. He also got to play Junkyard and Whodunit, which are a couple that he enjoys. He'd never played World Cup Soccer, but he loved it. And he played a little Walking Dead. So it sounds like they've got
new games.
That sounds
like an awesome trip.
Yeah, if no joke.
Yeah.
Games were in great shape.
If you haven't played all those games, you show up and...
they're all there in one place.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Let's see. They're all in great shape. They also had several arcade games in addition to the pins. Prices were a bit on the steep side, like $1 for Medieval and the new Stearns. But he said he might be a cheapskate, which I actually, that should be the standard.
But I kind of agree with them. Like,
$1 sounds like a lot, but that should be where they're at.
That we were recently, because Don has our Batman on location right now, and he was just telling me, he's like, I think I need to put it up to $1. And I'm like, ugh.
I think I need to pull it off a location is what I think I
need. Well, I kind of agree with that. But I just, still going back to that, though, I don't know, as a consumer, I don't know. I would be more likely. I say 75 cents for new games, and Stearns. I understand what you're saying, but still, I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah. Let's see. And then he goes on to answer our question. That's fine. We can talk about it a little bit. We talked about video games that make for great pins. He just threw one in here. It's no big help because we don't have a medium shirt available for the contest. I think we still have some mediums in the pinball podcast. Anyway, he said Guitar Hero would be a cool pin theme. Star Power multi-ball, hit ramps to start different songs, target banks for notes to hit, potential for some cool video modes. So, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. I actually like the idea of Guitar Hero. That it's kind of dead, but there's a lot you could do. Plus, there's so many bands on there. You can make kind of a really generic music game and then just keep updating the songs on it. Like, they could release DLC packs.
The Guitar Hero arcade game still is one of the top performers, according to Replay.
Huh. I'm surprised. The Dave & Buster's, they had one, and it was all the way in the back by the skee ball.
Huh. I'm guessing now it's one of those things, like, it's been out long enough that people are like, dude, I remember playing that in college. So, they give it a go.
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's kind of, the ship kind of sailed on that, but yeah, I mean, I think it could be fun.
The only thing that was bad about it was too loud in there. So like the pin would also have to be pretty loud. You could barely hear the songs, and I picked Helicopter by Block Party. If I didn't know the song, I would have had a much harder time. It would have been a lot less fun anyway.
Yeah.
She's just pushing colors. In this, I could kind of hear notes now and then. Yeah. It reminded me what I was playing.
Yeah, I don't know.
They should have headphone jacks in it. You could just plug in. Or it's Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Have your Bluetooth headset sync up.
Yeah, that would help.
That'd be cool. We got an email from Joe Zinkus. He wrote in with 2015 predictions. His predictions are J-Pop will still not be done with any of his 3, 4, or 5 pinball machines, but Magic Girl will be close. Closer. Predator will finally be built. Spooky will start building Wrath of Olympus, possibly announce their second title, which I think the second title is Pinball Zombies from Beyond the Grave, right?
I think so.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe they'll roll forward with that. I think they're getting there with that. His prediction for Stern is they will produce either Jaws or Led Zeppelin. If that license falls through, then Van Halen. And Kevin Donovan also wrote in on what is the next Stern.
Is Jaws getting a new movie?
I don't think so.
Because I know Jurassic Park is.
Jaws 5? Yeah, Jurassic Park would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that happening. It'd be easy to do.
I'm not going to speculate. But
The trailer for Jurassic Park generated so much social media buzz and hype. It's apparent that people are still way into that property, so.
Hopefully.
You never know. And then, obviously, Star Wars is still looming out there for next year. I mean, the end of this year. So.
Yeah. And we'll see.
That couldn't be next, though. That would be too soon.
Nope. All right. We also got an email from Tar and Ron at the Pyro Podcast. On our next podcast, we look at fireworks and entertainment. Any fireworks-themed pinball or video games? So I'm putting this out there for our listeners. Huh. I'm probably going to retweet it so that we can get some answers real quick. But yeah, let these guys know what pins feature fireworks. I was thinking Old Coney Island.
There's probably I think there's a July 4th one in Old EM, if I'm not mistaken, that has fireworks in the background, or back glass, I mean. But I don't know the name.
World Cup Soccer does fireworks.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call. Yeah, it does. Good.
But it's not really the point, but there's a lot of them in the animation.
Yeah, I don't know any that like have it as like the feature thing on it, really, but...
I typed in July into Internet Pinball Database, and there's a ton of them, so...
But those are, what, released in July?
I'm guessing, because...
They don't have
they're all random, like F-14 Tomcat. Yeah.
Come to find out that the most popular theme in pinball actually is fireworks. So,
sure.
But
almost none of these, like Cannon Fire and Bombardier, possibly. They're like old wood rails, though. I don't know. Yeah, if you can think of any, I'm sure probably Hurricane, Comet, Cyclone. I can see those having it. But yeah. Tweet us at Pinball Podcast or tweet them at Pyro Podcast.
And let them know. P-Y-R-O.
Yes.
Podcast.
What is Wonder Wizard Demolition Derby? That sounds kind of fun. What the heck? That looks...
Does not look like a lot of...
it looks like a home... It's a home pin from like a Sears catalog in the 70s.
Oh, man. There's so many of those that are just so bad.
That's awesome. Well, I don't know. I shouldn't be so critical, but
there's someone's username.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's like four pop bumpers and
the art's kind of cool. Somebody actually sent me a text today. They said, "Hey, I found a pinball machine for $175 at the flea market," and they sent me a picture. They said, "Why is it so small?" And sure enough, it was a Pirates of the Caribbean Zizzle.
Yeah. They had a bunch of those, not Zizzle, but of those pinball machines out for Christmas. I noticed there was a Ninja Turtles one, a Star Wars one.
I saw a Spider-Man one. Yeah, a different Spider-Man. Quite a few. Yeah, at Toys R Us, they're like $25.
Yeah.
Did you see that 4-foot Ninja Turtle?
Yes, I did.
Did you bring it home?
It was insane. I held it.
You wept?
Carried it around the store with me.
I would have known that that was out. I would have totally bought you that for Christmas.
Dude, it was like $65.
I would have still bought it for you for Christmas. You would have hated me. I would have got yelled at, but I would have bought it for Christmas.
It's pretty awesome.
Although, knowing Don, he probably would have put it where I sleep. He would have, like, cuddled with it at night.
Finally got something.
Nice wifey.
Yeah, I think you could go in the carpool lane if you had one in the car.
Sure, yeah, maybe.
That'd be awesome. It's
pretty damn big.
It's You'd be huge. More likely to get by it with, like, buying a blow-up doll or...
What?
I'm just saying.
This is a family show.
So I'm just saying a blow-up doll. I'm not saying what it's used for.
Mm-hmm.
It's
used for cheating the carpool lane. Now, if it's anything like the Ninja Turtle cartoons, you just need to put a trench coat on them and no one will ever know. So.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
We just got trench coats laying around everywhere.
That's funny.
I wouldn't even know where to get a trench coat anymore.
They're actually quite common with women wear.
And internet fanatics. They're on the fedora aisle.
Yeah, they totally probably are. Yeah, you can tell Dawn just never show up the aisle.
Dawn, I'd love to see you in a fedora and a trench coat. I'm just saying that.
Nope.
Right now. He actually has said so many things that I've worried will in friendships against people that wear fedoras. Just saying.
It should be said. They're words that should be spoken.
You're gonna get some hate mail.
I think
that.
Charlie on Spooky Pinball is the only one who can rock a fedora.
Yeah, he's the only one I give a pass. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I want to just keep rolling.
Yeah.
Because why not? This is the biggest news of the month. It's Did you hear the next color DMD, Jeff?
I didn't. I don't know. That one slipped by.
This is ground shaking news. It is. Judge Dredd.
Oh, wow, that'll look cool.
Yeah.
That'll look awesome. Oh, man. Wish I didn't have a family so I could own a Judge Dredd game again.
Sorry. Yeah, no, that would be great.
The animations and, like, the depth, and all the colors and stuff, that's going to be a home run.
Well, and we don't even really know anybody in Albuquerque that owns one, right? That will probably anymore. Get that, so we'll have to wait for a show to see that, I guess. But
yep.
When is it going to be released?
Probably in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
Usually come out about a month after they announce.
Nice.
Yeah, it doesn't take long.
Cool. It's just a software update, basically.
Yeah, if we ever do get a Judge Dredd again, I'm sure we will be buying that.
Yes, we will.
So,
if anyone wants to buy a slightly used 2-year-old child, we'll trade for nice home use only Judge Dredd.
I'm not going to ask in front of the wife which child.
But. I know. Oh, we all know. Let's not beat around the bush here. We all know.
Yeah. So. See you soon.
We didn't know which one he would pick anyway, so.
Sophie's choice has already been decided ahead of time.
Yes. Day one.
Oh, poor voices for Saul.
Poor Solomon, yeah. Upcoming events. We've talked about this several times, but it's only 2 weeks away. Arcade Expo, Banning, California, January 16th through 18th. They got 550 pinball machines, 200 video games, everything's on free play. Free seminars and movies, multiple pinball tournaments. Refreshments available for sale, of course. ArcadeExpo.com is the site. I think it's, what do we say, like a half hour outside of Los Angeles or so? An hour outside?
Yeah, yeah.
Not too far. It's really close to the Palm Springs Airport, if that helps anybody plan their trip.
Have you told Ted and Becca about this?
Yes.
Are they going to go?
Well, I was hoping to go with them, but
okay,
did not happen. Anyway, so check it out. Again, ArcadeExpo.com, January 16th through 18th. All right.
Sounds fun.
Sounds fun. What is all this crap? Oh, I know what this crap is. Sorry.
I'm so glad you have such high esteem for the content of your podcast.
I was confused about the way I organized things in here. This is going to be a short show, by the way. So don't buckle.
I will ramble on inanely about something later.
We can talk about our top 10 games of the year for the extra hour. Hey,
Don, did I mention that I have a cyst on my left index finger? It's actually in the joint on the inside.
That's a sore subject in this house right now. Actually,
yeah. Literally.
Yeah, literally. Too.
You gotta break it.
Get your finger removed.
No,
it's the only way to know for sure.
It's my flipping finger.
Oh.
Oh, so. That would suck.
Just mentioning that.
Aren't you supposed to hit it with a Bible or something?
Actually, that's close. You hit it with a hammer.
Oh my gosh. No.
Breaks, and then it goes away for about 6 months.
No. All right, moving on. The Ryan Clater segment of the show.
I've got more for him later if we want to go there, but I don't think we need to.
I have a tip for newbies. We need to put that on the outline so that we remember to do it every show.
That's a good idea.
But a friend of mine... Yeah.
Those were always good.
A friend of mine was putting LEDs on his Creature from the Black Lagoon, and he had loosened a base underneath the game, so the base was dangling, but the power was on. And the screw fell, and he went to go move something, and it shorted.
Wow.
And it blew. He found 3 fuses blown, and then he replaced the fuses, but then the insert lights were kind of, like, locked together. Like, a string of them, whenever one insert would flash, they would all come on. So, so he found something on pinballrehab.com that showed basically which diodes need to be replaced. So he replaced them and still no dice.
Oh, wow.
So if you have any comments on that, I've been trying to get him to post something on Pinside, like a Dear Lloyd or an Ask Lloyd question.
He's lucky he didn't get hurt. Actually.
Yeah. Yeah, so new guys, or anybody, turn off your power when you replace LEDs. It's tempting to do it with the power on. Sometimes I roll the dice and do it that way. But it's just it's not safe for you. It's not safe for your game.
No.
I think the Sterns that have the plastic bases are maybe safer if you are experimenting.
Yeah, those ones are a lot more.
Because they're not going to hit anything.
Just do some and then turn it on and then step away and turn it on.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of power cycling. I'd probably just get as far as I could and then check to see if I missed anything.
Yeah, you can unplug the board that you're working on at the time too, like unplug the power to it, change them out, and then plug them back in. I don't know. But even when you have live power on and you're working a machine, a dropped screw or a tool dropped or something, it can cause issues.
Yeah. I know Tim Arnold always says don't use metal tools underneath there. Don't do it when they're live, obviously. But yeah, with your mention of removing the boards, sometimes on the Williams games, it's a lot easier. Just unplug the board, remove it, replace all the LEDs through the top instead of twisting each one in and out.
Yeah.
And then stick it back in. It seems like it would take longer, but it's actually a lot faster. And less strain on your hand. I started using a pair of pliers.
Yeah.
Star Trek Next Generation had a couple really big boards under it, I remember.
Yeah, that was twisting. I got one of the bulb replacement tools, the kind that look like
a rubber cigarette,
rubber tongs.
Yeah, oh yeah. I got a set of those too.
That was in my stocking. Thanks, Santa.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome. Some of those EM games and those early solid states, there, the backboard especially, are so hard to get the bulbs out of.
Yeah. They are. They're almost flush.
Yeah, with the wood. Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a few times I've been wondering if I was... Oh, my worst fear is to, have a bulb shatter, in my hand.
Then you stick a potato in there to get it out, right?
I'm not worried about the freaking pinball machine. I'm worrying about my bloodied and scarred hands. Thank you, husband. Who cares so dearly about his wife.
You're right. I wouldn't want to get potato all over my game either. It's absolutely right.
Nice. Anyway.
All right, so there's your tip for noobs. A guy who asked a while back that I don't remember who it was. Probably doesn't listen anymore. Keep flip part out.
Yeah.
We all have one, and we have one from a listener. So let's do the one from a listener first.
The good one?
The good one. This is from Scott Merrill. He actually asked two things. He said, is DirectX coming to Pinball Arcade for PC? I don't even know what that is. Is that a graphics upgrade or something?
It's like the graphics standard that, you know how there's PCs with so many different specs, but somehow game makers are still able to essentially code for all of those and they work? It's because DirectX is like the framework they use. I don't know about that, but I could actually send an email to the Farsight guys and see if they have an answer on that. I'll make a note to do that, and we can follow up.
Noted. I wonder what does it run now?
I don't know. I don't use it on. I've never used it on PC, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. They had some good sales, so keep an eye on the Pinball Arcade app. They had Junkyard for $1. They had Harley Davidson and Taxi for $1. Something else. I don't remember. They're all iOS sales though. Anyways, I did buy them on the iPad I got, because I just had it on the phone and they kind of sucked. The iPad is way better, or a tablet is way better.
It's night and day. I got the 10-inch tablet, it was that's why I never ended up playing it on the PC or consoles, because on a big tablet, it's so nice.
Yeah, it's right in front of you. All right, his keep flip part out is Ripley's Believe It or Not, Funhouse, or Earthshaker.
This one's easy for me.
Oh, well, if it's so easy, you go and talk towards the mic.
All right, I would part out the Ripley's, I would flip the Earthshaker, and I would keep the Funhouse.
Okay, just because?
The Ripley's, the only one I played was at Expo a couple years ago. And I just wasn't feeling the machine. We were playing with a friend of ours who's a very good pinball player, and he literally could not lose his ball. He actually would try to lose his ball, and he could not lose his ball in that machine. And it just, there's something about I'm not a good player at all, so I can appreciate a pinball machine that is easy to play, but that kind of, in my opinion, took it to a new level. And that's just my experience on one play of it. So, and then Earthshaker, I don't know. I think it's a decent game. So I kind of would like to give it on to somebody else, I guess. I wouldn't want to destroy it. And then Funhouse, I don't know. We've had, we actually have had a couple Funhouses in the Walton household for short periods of time. And Roadshow, as I'm sure all of you have heard, is like the basically the only pen that Don and I have decided that, like, even if we sold all our other pens, we would probably keep our Roadshow. So even though we've gotten rid of our Funhouses that we have owned, it's not because we don't like the game. It's a decent game, so I would choose that one to keep.
I actually agree with the same rankings on that. Uh-huh. I would keep the Funhouse. I love Funhouse. I've owned one, and I owned it far too briefly. Like, yeah. I can't believe I let it go. I really like Earthshaker, so I wouldn't mind having it around for a while. See, with Ripley's, mine's a, I think it's for a different reason. I think the reason I would part the Ripley's is that that's one of those games that if I owned it, I probably would come to appreciate it well, because it's one of those games that it's really hard to get to the end of, because it's kind of confusing. You don't really know what you're doing, and it would be kind of some of the games I've had that have come along that have been that way. My visitors just don't play them. They'll try it once, they don't know what they're doing, and then let it go. So
yeah,
I think that would come in. Yeah, and for me, I'd probably part that one. Some of the toys are cool. And if they're broken, it really hurts that game. So if someone's in need of parts, could help that make it a little bit more complete for those super fans out there. But
yeah, good.
I would keep the Funhouse because it's a great game. And in this scenario, it's in good condition, which you don't always see with Funhouse. But I would actually sell the Ripley's because it's more sought after. People seem to really enjoy that game. And Earthshaker's kind of known for being a one-shot game. I do like it quite a bit. But I would part it out, keep the back glass, which is awesome. And
yeah,
you know, give some parts to keep some more alive, I guess.
It's pretty fun on the Pinball Arcade, too.
I haven't tried it yet. The update came through, but
yeah, for some reason I suck at hitting the shots on it. Like, far more than I normally do. I don't know what it is, but
it needs a code update. So
I need a code update. It's not you.
Yeah. All right, so thank you for those. Fo, do you want to do yours?
Sure. So I don't know if you guys have covered any of these, so my apologies if you have. But mine would be 4 million BC, Knockout, and then Penbot.
Knockout, she means the old wood railroad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And, wow. Yeah. Don, since you've seen him, you probably have an idea, so I'll let you go first. I'm going to think on this.
Obviously, I'd keep Pinbot because I love that game. And I can't flip it. Get rid of it. I'm not flipping it, and that's not it to you, Jeff. Unless I get really sick of having pins. And
that's the new Maverick, asking you to
when
sell
you're selling game. Pinbot. Yeah.
Yes.
4 million BC I love, so I'd flip it. I would play it for a little bit, and then send it down the road, I guess. But Knockout's a great game, too, and I have never owned a wood rail. I'd love to spend more time with that and really get to know it. But in this scenario, I guess it would end up being parted out. Or I could part out the Pinbot just to keep the Knockout alive. Keep the Pinbot parts
would do
moving
that?
Around.
You would disassemble that in front of me?
If I had those three in front of me and had to make a decision, I'd keep the Pinbot. But
okay,
there are more Pinbots.
Yeah.
All right.
Did
I think I'm ready to
first?
Answer.
I didn't. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, you go, Jeff.
Okay.
Okay. So, very similar, and I kind of flipped a little bit during your explanation. So, I'd keep the Pinbot. I had a Jackbot and unwisely sold it. I'd take that or Pinbot any day, and it would probably stay for the long haul. I think I would actually, I really like 4 million BC. I think I'd flip the Knockout. I'd like to have it around for a while. It would be a slow flip too. It'd be one of those that I have sitting around for quite a while. And then I just part the 4 million BC. I think it's popular enough that there's a demand for its pieces. I really like it though, and I'd hate to part it, but, I think that's the direction I'd go in the end.
Yeah. Those zipper flipper mechs. There's probably people that need them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would probably part out the Pinbot, I guess. And I know it's killing both of you guys, but...
Get out of my house.
Yeah. No, I like Pinbot.
You're dead to me. Stop talking.
But I'm not joking right now. I love Bride of Pinbot. I'm being serious right now. And somebody sitting next to me got rid of my Bride of Pinbot. So, you know, I'm going to stick one in.
Because somebody sitting next to me got knocked up and we had to feed those parasites.
You took one of hers, she'll take one of yours,
apparently.
So anyway, no, but I mean, I do like Pinbot, but I guess I really love 4 Million and I really like Knockout too. So I think I would part out the Pinbot. I would probably actually, I think I would maybe, like Jeff said, flip the Knockout, but like agreeing with Jeff, I would probably keep it for a while because
agreeing with Jeff, get out of my house.
It just it just seemed like such a fun game when we played it in Rocky Mountain. I was just blown away about this really cool game that was really old and just really awesome. And then I don't know, the 4 Million, it's always been kind of one that I've liked, but really, I could go either way with those last two. I would be fine keeping the Knockout as well. I think that it almost would be like a treasure, I think, to have that. I don't know. There's so few of them left. And so, anyway, that's mine.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Papa Walton?
You want to do mine?
Yep.
All right, mine is sticking with the theme that Jeff and I have done for the contest this month. So mine are video game themed games. Themes. All right, mine are Qbert, Spy Hunter, and Super Mario Brothers, not Mushroom Kingdom.
Okay. So not the little tiny one.
No.
Which I have owned.
Oh.
Okay. All right, so I would keep the Super Mario Brothers because I'd take one if one came up around here anyway. I know that. I'd flip the Qbert because that's kind of an odd little fun thing. I don't know. And I'm not a fan of Spy Hunter. It's one of those weird layouts that I love the arcade game. I have it. But could never just jive with the pinball machine, so I would part that one.
Hmm.
Maybe save the back glass, frame it, and hang it next to my arcade machine.
That'd be cool. I like the layout of Spy Hunter, but you're right. It just doesn't mesh. It has the offset flippers, which are kind of cool. It's different. I think it's the John Trudeau. I know Qbert is, but I think Spy Hunter is as well. It's just something just doesn't quite go together on that. I never have a good game on it. As much as I want to love it, I just never have. Same kind of the same deal with Mario. Like, Mario should be awesome, and it just isn't. It's a huge disappointment. Yeah. So it'd be fun to just keep it and flip it. I know it could find a home really easily. It appeals to a ton of people. That's like a no-brainer for a theme if they ever wanted to revive that one.
Yeah, they are long overdue for a good Mario Brothers pin.
They just don't feel good. I don't know if they've only played ones that don't flip very well or what, but they just doesn't all jive. It looks great, but it doesn't work. And Qbert, as much as Qbert throws me off with its backward flippers... I would keep the Qbert because I love the character.
It's like I said, it's an oddity and it's unique. It's
very unique. There's not a whole lot of them out there. Yeah, it would be a constant challenge because I'm so awful at it.
Wow. Well, I've actually never played any of these, and I've only seen two of them. Maybe even one actually, but I think I probably would part out the Qbert. Just because, I don't know, like, I honestly, sorry, honey, that character, I was, like, shocked when I saw that machine. I was like, they made a pinball machine out of Qbert.
One of the
like,
greatest games of all time.
Really? Yes, I was just, like, couldn't get it. So, anyway, I would part that one out. I'd probably keep the Mario just because of the theme, but, again, I've never played it, so... I could be wrong on that. And then the Spy Hunter. Yeah, I would part, or what is that? That would flip be a it. Flip, I guess. So just because I've never even seen that one. So I have no idea on that one. So anyway, it's kind of lame.
Great, great arcade game. I'd rather own the arcade game than the pin, I think.
Yeah. And one of the worst arcade game sequels ever, though. Spy Hunter 2 is a terrible video game.
I know I've played it. I don't remember hating it, though.
You did. I believe you. I don't remember, but you did.
The PS2 Spy Hunter remake was awesome.
I know. It just, if the frame rate was a little bit more solid, it was just a little undercooked.
I didn't care. I played the crap out of that game. My friend, we would come over and just see how many chickens we could kill. We loved that game.
But see, right there, you just named the problem is that's not... That's so weird for the theme.
I don't care. It was fun.
Yeah, sounds
weird. Yeah, I guess that's okay. Spy Hunter 2 Arcade, not fun.
Good to know. All right, Jeff, what are yours?
All right, mine's one that it's gonna hurt me deep to part or flip any of these three, but superhero theme again. I've done this before, but not these three. So X-Men, Spider-Man, the Stern Spider-Man, and Iron Man. So,
all right, this one's pretty easy for me, I think.
Yeah, but you're weird.
Yeah, I keep the X-Men, obviously. I like that layout quite a bit, and I like the theme the most out of all three of those. I'd flip the Spider-Man, because it's a fun game. It's a great layout. It's a great overall package, and I wouldn't mind keeping it alive. Iron Man, I don't dislike. I like it a lot more now than I did when it came out. But it's not for me, and I could do without it. So, laters.
Okay.
It's ugly, too.
Yeah. And I'm going to agree with you, honey bunches, but for basically the same reasons. It's for exactly the same. So.
How many times have you played our X-Men, honey? Is it zero, or have you played it?
Not many. Actually, you know, and that's... Once? There's no reason for that, because I do like the game, and I love the theme, so that's just shame on me for that. But I really do need to, like, just...
We need to train these children.
Ignore those children for a little while and just
No, we need to train them.
It's just sad.
Do a pinball boot camp for two-year-olds.
Well, they really are getting old enough they could, so we should do that. So, anyway.
But. All right, Jeff. I think I know which way you're going, but it's going to be hard for you.
It is hard for me. This is, it's not easy, guys, so bear through the tears. All right, so... I have a Spider-Man, and I've had opportunities to straight across swap that with an Iron Man, and I haven't. And when X-Men was announced, I nearly sold it to get one, but I didn't. So I think that answers that my keeper's Spider-Man. Then it comes down to a really hard one for me, because I know X-Men's got the longer legs. It's probably the objectively better game. Like, it has more depth, it has more modes. So I probably would hold on to it and flip it, and I would part out Iron Man, which is crazy because that's wish list number one for me right now, is I really want Iron Man. But I think I understand that Iron Man's one of those games. It's a rush, it's a great tournament game, so
yeah.
As far as things to do on it, though, it's there's not a ton. But it is a challenge, it is a rush. And if I had one, I would be happy with it, and it'd be really hard for me to let it go. But in that specific three-way, I think I've already made up my mind that Spider-Man's my keeper. So
that's interesting. I don't blame you, though. Not surprised. Spider-Man's a good game, so that's not hard.
All right. If you have a keep flip part out for us, email us, pinballpodcast@gmail.com. You could even tweet us at pinballpodcast.
Could even write a Google Plus post.
If you want to waste your vote.
Whoa.
No votes are wasted, Don.
Google
All
Plus.
All voices are heard. Even Solomon.
By someone. I'm going to hit on this real quick, and then we'll go into the contest thing. Right now, there is a table vote up on Pinball Arcade Fans. It's like an official thread, though. For a pre-1980 table to be included in the game. They've done this before. They did it with the early Stern. They narrowed it down to a collection of 10 games or something. And then people voted, and they eventually made Flight 2000, which made it into the game about a year ago. So right now you can vote for a pre-1980 game. There are 246 votes as of this recording. Let me make sure that's accurate. 247. The games It was narrowed down to a pile of 11 games. It's Centigrade 37, Fireball, Flash, Future Spa, Joker Poker, Mata Hari, Paragon, Royal Flush, Spirit of 76, Time Warp, and Xenon. Can you guess which one's winning, Jeff?
I haven't looked, actually, for... it was like 3 or 4 days I looked. I would guess that either Centigrade 37 or... Did you say Jax to Open is in there? Or
no.
Is it...
No, Joker Poker or Royal
Joker
Flush.
Poker. Okay, so that not that then. I would guess... Fireball?
Fireball's in third.
Oh, okay.
With 9%. Number one is Xenon.
Yeah.
With almost 35% of the vote. Yeah, I can see that. People love that game.
Yeah.
So, Mata Hari not winning is a huge mistake, right?
Mata Hari is down...
I know, it was losing bad when I saw
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Paragon is in second place, which I think would
be...
I
like that game.
Paragon's fine, but it's just, I don't know how well it translates to the Pinball Arcade, because it's such a wide body.
I don't know, but Xenon, I just...
It's a brutal game, too. Yeah.
I just never have had a good game on Xenon. I know people, like you said, I know it's a great game, but I don't know. I would probably choose otherwise on this list myself.
Fireball's in third, Flash is in fourth, which is, it kind of made a run. It was really low.
Yeah.
Ugliest game in pinball.
Yeah, that's an okay game, but I would, I would like to see Fireball or Mata Hari, honestly.
The next game looks like Future Spa, which that came out of nowhere, and then
that
Royal
might be the
Flush.
Troll pick.
Well, maybe.
It's a fun game and everything, but like, I don't know. It's so weird. That's the weirdest theme.
It is a very weird theme, but it's a cool game. Mata Hari and Royal Flush are almost tied.
Royal Flush is a good game.
Spirit of 76. And then Centigrade 37 is tied for second. What is that? Third to last? Centigrade would probably be my top pick.
Yeah, that's why I guess it'd be. Because it's such a good game. That is definitely in my top five EMs.
Fireball, too, is a great game. I hope they end up making all of these someday, but... And then,
I would love to see more EMs on the Pinball Arcade.
At the bottom of the pile is Joker Poker and Time Warp. I would definitely have Time Warp at the bottom of my pile, too.
I agree.
That's... it's a pinball machine. Not one of my favorites, but it's all right. Anyway, you can vote. You go to pinballarcadefans.com. You have to register to post there, but you can connect to your Facebook, so it registers pretty quick.
Yeah.
If you want. Anyway, get your vote in. I think they're running it. They're not running it very long. I want to say maybe through the first, so hopefully you'll hear this. If not, it looks like Xenon. There's no way it's going to lose. It has 85 votes compared to 55 for second place.
So I have a question that's not really... in regards to Pinball Arcade, not
it's
with
It's not
this
related
list.
To pinball?
No, it's related to pinball, but my question is, if you're, in your guys' opinion, if playing Pinball Arcade or a video game pinball theme game has improved your actual real pinball playing.
Skill of that game?
Or no, if, like, it could be, or in general.
I think playing any pinball is going to give you more practice. It's not going to hurt it anyway.
No, but...
I don't know that it made it better.
In some ways, I've seen people try to do things that they're able to pull off in the Pinball Arcade, and they find it's a lot harder to do in real life.
Yeah.
So they think it's made them worse, but in reality, it's taught them how to play the game. So at least they're doing a poor job of doing it, but they're doing it the right way. So then... Once they dial in on the physical one, they're a lot better than they were before learning those rules. So I do think it makes it better. Maybe on specific titles, it might not translate across the board, aside from learning basics. I don't know. It's probably going to make you better to some degree.
Yeah, I agree, especially with the rule sets. I mean, in my opinion, actually, the Pinball Arcade explains the rules, like, not... I more so than a real pinball machine. I mean, unless you go and look it up and print it out, you're not going to generally learn the deep rule sets. So I actually really appreciate about that about Pinball Arcade. I don't know. I look like a really good player on the Pinball Arcade, and that does not translate to real life.
Pinball Arcade's a lot easier.
So I was just curious what you guys thought.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, so we'll talk about our contest now. We had asked last month to give us ideas for video game-themed pinball machines based on video game licenses from the past 15 years.
Yes.
That was sort of loosely represented, but there were some really good suggestions in here.
Yeah, a lot of people bent the rules, but that's okay.
That's all right, yeah.
We'd prefer bent rules than no submission at all. So
there you go. Who is this from? Oh, Mike from McMinnville wrote in with several. We actually got two people mentioned Metal Gear Solid. That was the very first thing that came through. Mike mentioned having a cardboard box type toy, which would be a very exciting playfield toy, a cardboard box. Anyway, you load it up for multi-ball. Activate missions via codec conversations with Campbell or Octagon. Yeah, I think the DMD, if they could do it, make it look like the codecs, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and if it was Metal Gear Solid 2, everybody would be like, what is going on in this? I don't know.
Why am I some naked guy with long hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just confusion between everything.
Cradle your ball and then come back a week later and Big Boss is dead.
Yeah.
No, that would be really cool. Let me see if I can find the other person that mentioned it. No, I can't. Crap, I put them all in here. I didn't screw it up. Damn it.
Kind of sounds like it might be screwed up.
I think I screwed it up.
Okay, while you're unscrewing that, I'll mention the couple that I had.
Yeah.
So Mark was this person's name who submitted this through PM on Pinside. He said, and this is a either or, so he says either Need for Speed or Burnout. I prefer Burnout, though Need for Speed probably has a better draw. But that one, you know, more racing themes, which maybe are a little bit underrepresented aside from Mustang, but yeah, I think either one could be great, but specifically on Burnout, he mentions the crash mode. He could have some cool modes built around the crash and the destruction side of things. So
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be good.
A magnet that holds balls and keeps shooting balls into this magnet pile over and over while you're playing.
Yeah, big intersection type of thing that crashes up. So, or what I thought would be kind of cool when he mentioned crash mode, I thought if you had some toy that was like the supercharger on the Getaway that had an opening to it, like an open area, and if you could hit that with another pinball come through to shoot through it, if you timed it to hit it, that would be really cool. So those two came in from Mark, and I think both would be great, though I'd definitely lean heavier towards Burnout. And then Nick mentioned Uncharted and said, essentially just retheme the Williams Indiana Jones, because that's what Uncharted essentially is. It's Indiana Jones. And, I mean, there'd be so many good sound drops and stuff. It's a fun theme. So, yeah, I agree with him on that. But Indiana Jonesy feel would be fun in pinball to see that well done. And Uncharted's got a lot of great art, got a nice looking characters and stuff. So,
yeah.
And then the last one, which I think's probably my favorite, came in from Sean, and he said just simply Jet Set Radio. So
he's just pandering to the hosts.
It would be perfect. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. Sega needs to get on the stick and do a little. They did a Sonic pinball for the GBA. I can't remember if Jet Set was one of them. I know Samba de Amigo was.
Sega properties translate so well to pinball. We just
to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are great. Mike from McMinnville also did mention Uncharted, and Chris was the other person who mentioned Metal Gear.
Yeah.
But Mike from McMinnville hit a bunch. He wants to see a Spelunky pin.
How did it change every time?
It changes every time. Yeah. No, I don't know. That'd be pretty sweet. I don't see it selling, but it'd be pretty cool. Yes. Definitely is a one-off. He wants to see, like a Jersey Jack style LCD back glass with the Legends of WrestleMania, or like some classic 80s or 90s wrestling theme game. That could be fun. Telltale episodic versions of LucasArts point and click games like Sam and Max or Monkey Island. Seeing Guybrush Threepwood bouncing around a pinball table would be excellent. Yeah, those would be a lot of fun too. Sam and Max would actually be pretty fun.
Would be kind of cool if it was like it says to do it episodic. So like maybe once you complete a wizard mode, it unlocks the next episode or something. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that's actually a really good idea.
Then you can choose which episode to play after they're unlocked.
After
you start.
Oh, I like that idea.
We should, a lot of games just need more coding, I think.
We should copyright these ideas.
We've had a lot of great submissions for ideas for pins over the years. Let's see here.
Do you have any more?
He said any Nintendo property. We know that didn't go so well, but... Yeah, but Nintendo seems like a no-brainer. If they made a Smash Brothers or a Mario Kart pin, that'd be a lot of fun, of course. Huge appeal. Worldwide appeal, even.
What about, like, Zelda or something?
Yeah, Zelda was supposed to be, what, Gladiators?
Yeah, Gladiators. You can still kind of see the Triforce on there.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, interesting.
That's a great layout. Wow. Fun game.
Yeah. Yeah, Donkey Kong would be great.
Donkey Kong, It'd have to be... Last 15 years, it'd have to be Donkey Kong Country.
True.
Returns.
And then if it was Metroid, it'd have to be Metroid Prime, which I'm okay with that because I love the series. So.
Yeah, we got a message from Bill Reeves about he'd want to have a Metroid pin with a red ball screw attack for double, triple points. The music would be amazing. So, yeah, they made one for the DS, Metroid Pinball, which is good.
Yeah, it's not
seeing a real thing would be even better.
I love Metroid, and I think Metroid Prime is incredible, so I would love that.
I started thinking about games I loved, like, oh, I love Animal Crossing, but I was like, no, that'd be an awful pin.
I just thought of one that I think would be a lot of, I think Borderlands would be awesome.
Borderlands is actually on my list, because the art style would be fantastic, callouts would be fantastic.
Would be awesome.
You could find loot constantly that would change. I mean, instead of having 10 rewards for special, there could be hundreds, and they change from game to game, different combinations, and
just having Handsome Jack sound drops.
What's his name? Not Clank, not Ratchet.
Claptrap.
Claptrap. Yeah, Claptrap drops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Zinkus wrote in, Pac-Man sequel. The Bally version isn't bad, but technology wasn't there. I like to see yellow ceramic balls and a Pac-Man toy that you feed with the balls.
Championship edition.
Yes, DX. Yeah.
Just rip that music straight from it because it was the best.
Pumping techno music. Have a white power pellet that randomly gets tossed into the shooter lane like Twilight Zone and you go into wizard mode. Yeah, that'd be a lot of
fun. That's a good idea. Yeah, I like that.
Pac-Man
Fever. Went on the first ball, sort of like All-Star on Shrek.
Oh.
Wow,
there's an overrated song right there.
All-Star?
Yeah, All-Star.
I thought loved Pac-Man All-Star. Fever.
Yeah, I love Smash Mouth. When I was at Dave & Buster's, it seemed like every game had Pac-Man glued to it. Like, Namco just makes a crap load of arcade games, I guess, now.
And you know what? The Pac-Man Battle Royale is so much fun.
They had like a huge one.
Yeah, it's so fun.
It wasn't even like the little four player, but it was like on a huge screen. It was some sort of battle thing too. They had I think the four player air hockey was Pac-Man themed as well.
Yeah, that's one where it just dumps out like 30 air hockey pucks.
Yeah.
It's a blast. Yeah. Man, Sega's screwing up. Namco does a good job whoring out Pac-Man
with their two characters. I know
Sega's not doing nearly enough. I mean, we get Sonic out there all the time, but they screw it up.
They have so many other simulator properties. For Shenmue.
Afterburner, give me that in pinball.
Bonanza Brothers, I always love them. Crazy Taxi, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, see, I think Crazy Taxi would be a great pinball game.
Who's running these companies? Why isn't it us?
I don't know.
And all our expertise on nothing.
And Capcom is another company that's screwing up. Mega Man.
Yeah, Mega Man, God. Street Fighter, Resident Evil. They got some big titles there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hawk wrote in, Conker's Bad Fur Day. It's kind of pissed me off because I've always wanted to play either one of the Conker games, the bad Conker games. And they're always super expensive or hard to find. I've never played either one of them. The original or the remake.
The Xbox remake?
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't... I don't think it sold enough to be like cheap.
No, yeah, it's always more than I want to pay. He says the paint can and paintbrush toys would make awesome vulgar commentators. I don't know what that means. No family.
Everything in that game would be a vulgar commentator.
Yes. Uh-oh. Taylor, I'm yawning. Sorry. Taylor was talked about how much I yawned last podcast. A row of corn drop targets would have to be knocked down, and the great mighty poo would rise up from below.
Yeah,
that'd go over well. A ramp would appear in front of him during multi-ball, and you launch balls into his mouth while he sings. Bring back a video mode, like shooting the teddies. Since Conker likes to get drunk, there could be a mode where the flippers are sluggish or opposite.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. That's a cool idea.
Yeah, good vulgar game. Family Guy did pretty well, and that was pretty vulgar.
So we could trick Pat Lawler into designing this, and he's like, oh, it's a free little squirrel. Yeah, this will be fine. And then kind of like Family Guy, he has no idea what the final products can actually.
Yeah. Good idea.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, yawning again. Sorry,
it's been a long day. Yawny Donny.
We got a couple comments for like Tomb Raider Pinball, God of War, both great licenses.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'd be good. Those would all be good.
I still say Katamari.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Especially on a P3 system where like the ball's picking up stuff as you're rolling over the screen.
Yeah, P3 would be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
The whole play field's a monitor.
Yeah. No, that would be great. Thought you meant in real life. I'm like, what?
Just throw a bunch of random crap in the game. And, yeah. It'd be like those bulldozer games from the 50s. Anyway. No, that wouldn't work.
Is that all for submissions, though?
Yeah, I think that was it for submissions. Okay.
So I've got a few. Actually, I missed a couple that Mark mentioned. One was Mass Effect, and he did say to make it, you know, have the entire trilogy intact, kind of like how Lord of the Rings has all three movies. So they're like, okay, that would work.
Yeah.
And then the other one was Half-Life, and says you're a silent protagonist in both Half-Life games anyway, so it works fine being a mute main character in pinball, and Half-Life is cool. So
yeah,
agree there.
I like that.
And then I just threw in a handful I think would be cool. BioShock.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes, that would be awesome.
Either one or Infinite. Both would be great.
Yeah. Ooh.
Bayonetta, because I just want more Bayonetta everything.
Yeah, okay.
Don, it's the game of the year, okay?
He's played that game a ton. I don't know why he's, like, joshing you. It's like,
I just knew Jeff was going to say it. No, Bayonetta would be fantastic. It's also never going to happen. But
it's so stupid. It'd be great. Yes. And then a couple of others. Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be cool. Maybe you could even have, like, some sand meter. If you built it up, if you drained your ball, it was able to relaunch or something like that. I don't know, some play on that. And then my last one, for funsies, Red Dead Redemption. I think a Western pin would be cool, and that's the best Western video game I can think of. So
yeah, no, I totally agree. That would be a great game. And you could even actually, I could get the like Cactus Canyon fans a little bit of a, like, I don't know. It's kind of along the same lines, maybe.
Yeah. And then I can tell Don that the ending's not the real ending and make him go back.
I'm glad you did.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did I see it?
I don't remember.
You would not have done that to me.
I don't think you cared anymore, so I...
Oh, I don't my gosh. If you saw
the proper ending is so good.
Yeah, it is a great ending.
I'm so frustrated right now. You have no idea.
Well, pay attention
Dawn.
To me
Dawn
more.
Does that all the time to me. He makes me watch his video games for, like, hours. And then, like, I come home, he's like, oh, I finished it. Or, oh, you didn't see that? I'm like, yeah, are you kidding me?
Meanwhile, I sat her down to play Game of Thrones Telltale game the other day.
Oh, don't even go there, buddy.
And she went, like, oh, I'm going to bed after a half hour.
And that's when you press start and save and quit.
Well, no, so...
No, she didn't want to play.
No, I... No, no, this is what happened. So, I have read all of the Game of Thrones books. And so, Dawn said I would... First, he said that he would like me to play with him so I could help him. That's were his words, so I could help him. So, he's playing, and I'm like... I told him, like, twice, like, oh, you should choose this. And he was... He actually told me to, like, basically shut up and don't talk to him.
Please be quiet.
And I was just like, okay, I'm going to bed. Like, there's no point in me being here.
Because it's siding between one of two bad characters, and I picked a kid. She's like, no, she's evil. I'm like, well, the other one's evil, too.
Anyway.
Don, you should read the books.
I'm not reading those books.
He should read the books. No, they're awesome.
Never happening. Anyway, with with Half-Life, he needs the anti-gravity gun. That needs to be in there, like a magnet.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like the NBA Jam, or the NBA Stern magnet that goes to the backboard.
Yeah.
But have it be sort of like the... Have it be a moving cannon that it gets sucked up to. And then you can shoot off of that.
That just reminded me, like, Portal.
Portal, yeah, I know. I was just going to say Portal would be awesome on so many levels.
So many subways that you'd have to have, yeah.
Yes.
So like, oh, man.
Sorry, man.
See, all right, we should start wrapping it up now. Until you.
I'd rather go shorter, but less falling asleep.
Lame.
So, well, you can stay up and talk to Jeff about pinball.
That would be great.
We would just be talking about you the whole time.
That's right. I would let everybody know the story behind this man.
No one cares.
No one cares.
All right. Thanks for submissions.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll contact our winner, Corey. You're the big winner, so I'll contact you.
Yay, Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Okay.
If Corey doesn't want it, I'll contact somebody else. So, nice. We'll wrap it up. I don't think we're going to do a contest. Contests have been kind of slow, so let's just take a break this show. Good?
Yeah. Also, just as a side note, I got the podcast tracking, the stats tracking work, and people listen to those old shows a lot. Like,
7 to 10 downloads every year.
Of non-current shows, of like not the newest show. Just in the last week, we had 3 downloads. That kind of surprised me.
Wow.
Of the old episodes. So that was kind of cool.
Hmm.
It's me
that didn't
trying
include
to like
last week's show. So
come up to speed.
So, Don, what you say here is semi-permanent. So God be nice to your wife on the podcast.
Fart Volcano.
Nice.
That was only a few days of tracking, though. So.
That's cool.
Who knows?
That's awesome. We'll
have to... You need to track harder.
Track better.
Thank you, new listeners.
So that probably means we'll be picked up by a big podcast network soon. We'll have MailChimp on.
Right.
We'll have a MailChimp sponsorship.
MailChimp.
Well, you know, Michelle Phan did mention pinball. I will mention it in another pinball podcast, so yeah.
That's right.
That's right. So maybe she'll bring you up. She's a millionaire now.
I mentioned
it. Oh, man.
Photony.
I know you did. I mentioned it again.
That's how you get big in social media. You mention each other, Don.
That's right. Collaboration.
In that case, check out Broken Token, Spooky Pinball, Coast
awesome.
To Coast.
Good job.
Gaming Junkies. Yeah, a lot of them ever released new episodes. Who?
Blockade.
Blockade, Pinheads. There's new Pinheads. It's like 3 hours long, I think.
But it's good.
The new Broken Token's like 6.5 hours long. That's a lot of podcasts.
That's good.
Yeah. Could you imagine how bad our quality would like degenerate by hour four and five?
By hour two already.
It might not sound like English anymore by the time we get to hour six.
To be fair, the Pinheads doesn't sound like English either.
No. That's just because
Oh yeah, speaking of which
Down Under?
Down Under.
They're at Down Under. Still the best pinball podcast probably.
What were you saying? What were you interrupted you?
I don't remember. Oh, yeah, Homepin. Homepin was another pinball machine that didn't come out in 2014.
Wow, you, like, backtracked in your mind all the way to the beginning.
Yes, well, Pinheads reminded me because they interviewed him.
What about Thunderbirds?
They're making Thunderbirds.
What about Thunderbirds, though? Like, are you going to still try and get one, try and get around that USA hate?
No, but it might be fun. I'm excited about seeing it.
Yeah.
I still, even things I'm not excited about, I still think can make good games.
I agree.
That big a thing there.
We're all happy that pinball is doing well. So
yes.
Yeah. And it appears that 2014 is going to close out, and Lion Man is still going to be on the front page of
Inside. So. Yeah. That's just what we need for Lion Man.
There we go.
All right. This episode of the Pinball Podcast is sponsored by niftyled.com. Thank you to our Stitcher listeners. You can reach us at twitter.com/pinballpodcast. Facebook.com/pinballpodcast, Instagram.com/pinballpodcast. If you found us through Instagram, let me know. I'm curious. We've been getting a lot more followers there than anywhere. I think we have more followers on Instagram than Facebook even.
So. I was trying to upload that Bride of Pinbot shutdown on Instagram, and it kept rotating 90 degrees, so...
Yeah, it does that sometimes. It's annoying.
Didn't make any sense, but...
Bummer.
But we still like Instagram.
Yes, love Instagram. Pinballpodcast@gmail.com or pinballpodcast on Google Pluses. Mm-hmm. And thepinballpodcast.com. So check us out. Thank you. Email us if you have any questions, concerns, comments, whatever.
Complaints.
Thank you, Votini, for joining us.
Thank you for 45 episodes. Well, we were lucky, and then the little babies did not wake up.
Don't
so
jinx it.
I'm going to jinx it. But no, I'm glad to join you guys. Next time I'll play some pinball, so I actually can talk intelligently. But if that's
I don't know if that'll help, but I'll try.
All right, cool. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Jeff, for putting up with me.
Believe me, I was putting up with Don.
That's true. We all know how that can be.
Weekly.
All right, Brett's up.
All right, guys.
Talk to you later.
Bye.